Every morning at 6, Frank gets in his car and drives nowhere. He's not going to work because he retired 8 months ago, and now he just drives slow loops around town until it's late enough to come home without his wife asking where he went. I want you to sit with that for a second. A grown man, a good man, circling his own neighborhood at dawn because he can't think of a single reason to be anywhere. See, for 40 years there was a reason. Because the job needed him by 7, so he got up, poured his coffee, and went. And that job did the hard part for him, the way it told him where to be and who needed him there. Then the retirement party happened. They handed him a cake, and the next morning, nobody needed him anywhere. And it turns out Frank never learned how to just show up on his own, not for his wife, not for the grandkids who still light up the second he walks in, not even for the kitchen counter where he sat every morning for 40 years. And his wife? Well, she started making coffee for one, and she didn't sit down and decide to, it just happened, the way things slip when you stop noticing. She still loves him, the seat is still his, but showing up is a thing you've got to choose, and right now, Frank's choosing the car. This whole show has been driving toward Frank's empty seat, and you and me, today, we're going to fill it. And if this is the first one of these you've landed on, don't worry, you're not behind, because I can catch you up while Frank's still driving. So, being needed isn't something that just lands on a man. He builds it by being the guy people can count on, and the paycheck he brings home is real love, full stop, and nobody here is going to chip away at that. But the closeness, the real bond, that doesn't live in the big vacation, it lives in the plain old Tuesday. And there's one thing money has never once been able to buy, which is you, in the room, when it costs you something to be there. Which leaves the one question a man actually cares about. The one that goes, okay, fine, I buy it. But what's that look like on a regular Wednesday in a regular life? Well, that's the whole job of today, and I'm not handing you a theory, I'm handing you two men. You already know Frank, out there doing his loops, and there's Marcus, 34, been with us since the start, so that's two men, 30 years apart, stuck on the exact same thing. I want to tell you something the books are real clear about, and I'm not going to soften it, because it matters. A bond between people doesn't get built the way most of us picture it, because we think it's the big moments that do it, the wedding speech, or the crisis you came through for somebody, or that once-in-a-decade thing everybody still talks about. Those count, sure, but that's not where your closest people live, because your bond lives in the small stuff, and in the small stuff that cost you a little. So think about who you're actually closest to, and I bet it's not the folks who sent the biggest gift, it's the ones who drove over when driving was a pain, who called you when they were dead tired, who came by on a random Thursday for no reason at all, just because you needed somebody there. Those people have something the gift senders never will, because they've got a record with you, a real one, written in 100 little things they did, choosing you when they could have taken the easy road, and that record is the bond. You want to know what closes the whole book. A man builds that record by showing up again and again in the plain days at a cost small enough that he can do it every week for years. Your bond was never the grand gesture. It's the Thousand Tuesdays. Now let me stop here and be real careful, because the smartest pushback in the room goes like this. Isn't providing for your family the biggest way there is to show up? I mean, the man who works double shifts so his kids can stay in school, who covers that mortgage so nobody loses the house, that man is showing up every single day of his life. And you know what? Yes, 100% yes, because Book 5 says it, and this show has said it 4 times already, the paycheck is an act of love. A man who earns is giving something real, something costly, something nobody else can hand his family, and nobody with any sense is going to take that away from him. The providing matters, it was never the problem here, and it's sure not the thing we're trying to swap out. But what an honest man bumps into sooner or later, which is that the paycheck can cover every bill and leave the seat empty at the same time, and both of those are true at once. So think of it like a floor and a ceiling, where providing is the floor, the thing you need, the thing you can't have the house without. And then there's a ceiling way up above it that money was never built to reach. And that's the place where your people look back over the years and say, he was there. Not he paid, there. See, the paycheck buys you the house, but showing up turns it into the kind of house somebody's glad to come home to, and the man who does both is doing the whole job. Now I can already hear the pushback, because it's the thing a lot of men feel right in the chest when they hear all this. You're telling me to show up more? Buddy, I'm already running on empty because I work and I provide and I do my part at home, and by 9 at night, there's about a teaspoon of me left, and even that, I don't know what to do with. And you know what? That's fair. That's a real thing, and it deserves a real answer, not a pep talk, so here it is. I am not asking you to give one drop more than you've got, because a man who's already wrung out doesn't need another chore stacked on the pile, he'd snap, and that helps nobody. This was never about more. It's about where the energy you're already burning gets pointed. So think about your own drive home, the gas you're spending no matter what, and that same beat-tired version of you. What if once a week the car turned the other way for 10 minutes and pulled up at your dad's place? Same tank, same you. Or take the hour you give the couch and the phone every night just to power down, and look, nobody's taking that, but some nights, what if half of it went to sitting next to the kid who's been waiting all day for you to look up? That's the whole move, and it's not giving till you break. It's just aiming the energy you were going to spend anyway at something that actually builds a bond instead of running out the clock. Marcus has been with us since the first episode, and he's a whole different kind of case. He's 34, he works hard, he loves his family, and honestly, he provides real well. So he's not Frank, he's not retired, he's not missing his role. But Marcus has a quieter problem, which is that he's in the house, but he's not really in the house. You know what I mean? He's there in body, but his head is on tomorrow's work, the thing he didn't crack today, the deadline coming Thursday, and so his kids are used to asking him twice. His wife stopped asking about his day a while back, and not because she quit caring, she just got worn out by the answer always being half there. And the part Marcus himself hasn't caught yet? Well, he figures presence is about time. So he gives them his time, he's right there. But presence was never time, it's attention. And attention is a choice you make fresh every single time. For a minute, for one conversation, for a bedtime story you tell with your phone left in the other room. So Marcus doesn't need to come home later or stay in more, he just needs to arrive. All the way, the second he walks through that door, and his kids will feel it in about 4 days, while his wife will feel it that same night. Nobody ever puts it to a man plain enough, so let me. When you come through that door, set the work down at the threshold and walk into the room your people are in, because, trust me, they can feel the difference. Sit with this one for a second, because it's the kind of thing that's been true forever, and people keep rediscovering it the hard way. When folks get asked at the very end of long lives what actually mattered, what built the bonds that held all the way through, they almost never say the money, they say the time that cost somebody something, they say the one who came when it was hard to come. And the people who spend whole careers studying what makes love and friendship last across all kinds of cultures and a lot of years keep tripping over the same answer, which is that the thing that builds the deepest bond is somebody choosing you over their own comfort. Not the easy, yes, the costly one. And the books say it plainer than that, because a gift that costs you nothing is just being polite. But a gift that costs you something is a message, and the message is You matter to me more than my own convenience does right now. So send that message in little ways, over and over for years, and watch what happens, because you turn into somebody they cannot replace. Not because you were perfect, not because you spent the most, but because the people in your life are carrying around a record of you choosing them when choosing was the hard road. And that record? Well, you can buy it, and you can't fake it, and nobody on earth can take it from you, because that record is the bond itself. Now, here's a turn I want every man listening to actually sit with, because it changes the whole picture. Everything we've been describing, showing up, being counted on, being the one who comes when it's hard, that's not some brand new skill a man has to go learn, because that's exactly what a man who provides has been doing at work every single day for years. Frank showed up to that job when he was tired, when he was sick, when he'd a whole lot rather have been anywhere else, and he showed up because the job needed him there, and because that's just what a man who takes his responsibilities seriously does, so he built a record, 40 years of it. So let me ask you straight, why did that record stop dead at the workplace door? Because the ability to show up when it costs you, to be the one people lean on, to come when it's a pain, Frank already has all of it. He built it. He used it for 40 years. Retirement didn't take the skill away from him. It just took away the thing that was making him do it. So now it isn't happening, and that, friend, is a choice. It's not a flaw in him. It's a choice. And it can get unmade tomorrow morning at a kitchen counter in a seat that still has his name on it. And Marcus has that same ability because he shows up to work all the way, since work makes him, so his family deserves the same version of him that his job gets every single morning. Not more of him, just the same man who already knows exactly how to show up when it counts. Let me close on something the books keep circling back to, because it's the whole reason this show even exists. A man who's truly needed, and I don't mean just paid for, I mean needed. The way you need a person whose absence leaves an actual hole. That man has something nobody can earn for him or buy for him or hand him from the outside. He's got it because it's true, and what makes it true is the record, the thousand small times he showed up, the times he came when he could have stayed home, the plain habit of being there. You want to know what the books say happens once a man builds that record? His people quit waiting to be told he cares. They just know. The grandkid never doubts Grandpa's coming to the game because Grandpa always comes to the game, and your friend knows you'll pick up the phone because you always pick up the phone, and your wife isn't scanning your face for clues because she's already read 10 years of you showing up and she knows the man she married. That knowing, that quiet, settled sureness in the people who love you, that's what being needed actually feels like from the inside, and it's not a weight on your back, it's a floor under everybody's feet. So a man who's built that is a man his people can rest in, the kind they don't have to wonder about, and a man whose own people still wonder about him, well, his bond just needs a little more building. And the good news is, you can always build it, because the tool is dead simple. The tool is showing up. So here's your one thing this week, and I want to tell you what it isn't before I tell you what it is. It isn't a self-audit, and it isn't a grade on how you've done so far, because you're not being tested and you're not being watched. It's one act of giving, something you do for somebody else, not something you tick off for yourself. Okay, here it is. Find one spot in your life this week where your presence is needed, and I don't mean your money, and I don't mean your help from a distance. I mean just you, in the room. Maybe it's the grandkids game that's 40 minutes off on a night you're beat. Or maybe it's sitting with a friend who's going through something hard right now, or maybe it's Frank pulling that seat back up to the counter at 6 in the morning and being there when his wife wakes up. Maybe it's Marcus setting his phone clear across the room after dinner and playing one round of whatever the kids are into. So find your one spot and show up, and not perfectly, No speech, no big plan, just go and be there and let the showing up be the whole point of it. Because your bond doesn't get built in the explaining, it gets built in the arriving, over and over, till the people you love quit checking to see if you'll come and just start counting on it. And that right there, your people counting on you, that's the finish line. Go build it this week. 5 episodes, 1 idea, and here it is in a single breath. A man isn't needed by being the loudest or the biggest or the one who never asks anybody for a thing. He's needed by being the one who shows up, in the plain days, at a cost, over and over, till his people have a record so long they quit doubting him and start resting in him. The paycheck is real love. Let me say it one more time. The paycheck is real love. And the thing that makes a whole life good, the one thing money was never able to buy, is the man present in his own life, at his own place, in his own people's days. That's it. That's the whole 5-book run in one sentence. So Frank's going to pull his seat up, and Marcus is going to arrive tonight when he comes through that door. And you've got one spot to show up this week that'll drop one more thing in the jar. The jar is yours, so go fill it. Thank you for being in this with me. Watched over, as always, by Daisy.